Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Hair Mafia.
Yay!
Some of y'all enjoy my operator voice way too much, but you know, if you need to put down a wet floor sign, I'm here for it.
Oh. And we're getting reported. I'm kidding.
Exactly. It's like censored all the way. Fine. SEC.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Does that even exist?
I don't know.
I mean, I know it does, like on certain maybe local channels, but
let me pull a Janet Jackson and whip my titty out.
I personally did not get offended by that. It's like, what?
She
who cares?
An ornament on it.
But who cares? And when did what was it? Who performed J-Lo and Shakira? People are like, what am I watching? If I want to watch strippers, I'll go to the strip club. This is bull. And I'm like,
they literally
what?
Said that 'cause there was a poll involved. I was like, they were pretty modest.
My bitch, you're jealous.
Exactly.
They can dance and they're pretty. I mean, it's entertainment. I've already talked to my assistant, Caitlin. I'm starting an OnlyFans page. I don't even care anymore.
I can narrate it.
What? Narrate it?
I don't know. We got to like set ourselves apart.
How do you narrate it? I don't even know what they are.
I just
are.
Describe what you're doing.
What?
Yeah, but like she has red polish.
In
on.
A picture?
No, it's a video.
Oh, they have video? Oh,
we'll,
I don't.
We'll talk later.
Yeah, we'll have to talk later.
I think you've just been throwing around OnlyFans. I have no clue.
I have no clue. I really have zero clue. Like zero. I can't show my face. I know that. But here I am talking about it, showing my face. I personally don't care what people think, but you know, I do have kids, so. Mm-hmm.
No benefit. You'll make a lot of money doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. I know a couple people that do them and I'm like, I'm just going to go ahead and say that they are not attractive. And I keep saying looks don't matter, but I'm like, oh, I'm talking about like,
there's someone
I'm talking about like body acne, just like not, no, I mean, I'm not saying nobody's perfect, obviously, and everybody has like flaws and imperfections and whatever and different body sizes, but I'm
but
like,
who you think wouldn't be successful on there?
Oh yeah, thousands a month. I'm like, I got it, it's in the bag.
Well, what's even funnier is like you kind of can get a feel for who like your clients are. Like, ask them to Venmo you and their picture always gives it away.
Oh yeah,
they're all like yeah. And like super filtered.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I see lace.
Yeah.
But
okay, what are we talking about?
I'm gonna leave that up to you.
Oh gosh.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to talk about. You said it's like a wild card?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, what do we go in the like the break room and just kind of like, about?
I don't really know. Because all of us get along really well. Probably, about our clients.
Mm-hmm. What about each other's clients? Who's a client? Describe a client of mine that you don't care for.
Oh, I already know who that is. There's a man and a woman. So the man is the one who's always like, I need in today, da da da. And then like doesn't show up.
Yeah.
And then, or shows up extremely late. And then he's like, but can I just like come in at 1? And then he comes in and just acts arrogant as hell. And I'm like.
And he's a pretty big presence. He's like 6'3".
Yeah, yeah. And he's not bad looking or anything.
Not at all.
But I'm just like, who are you? Like, get out of here with that attitude. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is, she's like the same way. Well, no. She's really, really good about her appointments. The one that literally I was walking to the bathroom and she bent over and like touched the floor and like flipped her hair back. You know who I'm talking about, whose extensions fall out. But she just plays dumb. She's like, you're like, why are your extensions coming out? She's like,
the one who had on the tennis skirt. And you were like, all that mess was just.
I'm like, why did that just now happen?
Mm-hmm.
Like, her, but how. I don't know if she's trying to be sexy around you, because I'm like, okay, whatever. But she was, you were like, is this hair being pulled out by like, are you having.
That was the second person and I had to like, call out about
she's
that.
Like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed, but like, yes. And I'm like, shut up. Like,
how did you know?
And I'm just like, just say like, ooh, sorry, is it that obvious or whatever? Or, you know, I mean, just like, I'm like, girl, you're not even cute. I mean, she is a cute girl, but when you act like that, I'm just like, mm-hmm. But all of your clients are really nice. I feel like I don't, oh, well, no, there's one more. I think those two just get on my nerves, just how they act. I don't think that they're really, well, he's bad about the non showing up, but oh, what's her face? Who wants to mean mug everybody? Like, I'm not talking about RBF.
Cause I thought it was RBF, but it's like true.
No, but it's truly like, she is not happy. So the last time she came in, my assistant was just tearing my foils at the desk and she was like, I mean, just looking at her, just.
And positioned herself to like, it was almost like, I want you to see that I'm looking yeah. at you evilly.
Yeah, it was not and nice. They are and it's not even an RBF. And it's just like, she'll like do the up and down look. She'll like,
cause
do
it's
the
not
head.
A gaze. It's like my brows are furrowed and I'm like piercing you.
Yeah.
Like. In our favorite
and my
from
client
her.
Was like, dude, this lady behind me is a bitch.
Because normally and I do her hair like kind of by myself.
But she was like whispering and she was like, she's fucking like mean mugging me like through the mirror. Like I can see like because there's mirrors everywhere and mm-hmm. she's just like giving me dirty looks. And I'm
it
like,
made
I'm
me
sorry.
Feel better that there was like five people and they all felt that energy because yeah. like it sometimes it gets uncomfortable because I'm like, this is a client where internally I feel like I'll never win no matter how good I know I did. And
right.
we literally cracked
she's
up.
She's not winning internally.
Now go ahead and preach.
No, but honestly,
she turned around
she
and I
not
did her
happy.
Hair and she said, this ain't it. Tracy laughed so
I couldn't help it. Because I'm like, are you kidding me?
No, it made me feel better because I'm like, who does
that
this?
Was a weird day.
That day was so just.
At anything that was. It was weird. It was super busy. And she was there for like hours.
And she just looked and she looked at me because I literally like shut down. Like I didn't respond. I said I had to put her extensions. And she said, like she was waiting on me to say something. She goes, I don't like it. And I said, okay. And I just like kept going. Right. And she goes, well, will the extensions make it better? And I said, maybe. Like I literally just did not. Because what happened before is that she told me she didn't like it. And I had done what she asked her to do. And it was kind of against my gut. And I ended up redoing her hair. And she did offer to pay. And I said, I just want to be done with it. I thought she was going to yeah. fire me. Like, I was like, yeah. I'll eat the product. I'll eat the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just don't want you going around, like, saying these horrible things.
Well, she won't tell you who did her hair previously because nope. you've asked. Because she's like, I hated it.
Yeah. But word on the curb, any kind of beauty service that she gets... She does complain about it every time. So I was like, I'm glad that this is not a unique interaction to me.
No, it's not. That was a weird day. Even that whole day was weird. She didn't make it, but then my client came in with her own hair. And that was weird.
See,
and
there's not really clients of yours that I dislike, but there are things that I strongly hate that they do.
No, I don't dislike her as a person. I love her and I've been doing her hair for a long time. And I've, you know, just, she's a lot younger than me, but she's like graduated college and bought her first house and like done all these things, which I think is really cool to be a part of and hear about. But I'm like, quit bringing your own hair in. What are we doing?
Well, and the type of hair that she brings.
Right.
In. And then
she wants to talk about it. And then she's like, and I'm like, we do this every
and then sort of like the, not even like questions, but just like the conversation about her hair. And she was like, is there something you can do so that my hair grows out? And I'm thinking like, oh, grows out soon. She's like, no, like from her scalp, like grows out lighter. And she was like, what? Like, and she like works in medicine or something.
No, she's
like,
a damn doctor.
Yeah, like she
I'm
works
like, what makes you think that your hair, I can put something on your scalp to make your hair grow out blonde?
Yeah. Because it's pretty much black.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she was not happy about, you know, after all the suggestion that you open the pack of hair that she brought. And she was like, well, how am I supposed to return this? And I was like, you wanted me to take
you're
it
not.
Out so you could see. Like, how
she wears 24-inch extensions and she brought in 18-inch extensions and she wanted them just thrown in. And I'm like.
Where?
That's not going to work.
can we just see? Didn't she say, like,
yeah, can you like pin it up? Okay, so that means I got to open it and like unravel it and then pin it up.
She's like, how am I supposed to return it? And then she's like,
well, I don't know how I'm supposed to return it now. Well, I don't know either. I said, and this is why you don't bring your own hair to your appointment.
Yeah.
And then she just sat there and was like, oh. No, I mean, I'm not being mean to her.
No, they're all lovely. Like, don't get it twisted. We don't hate any of y'all.
But there's her, there's yours in the mirror. There's my other one who has no filter, which I love her too. But I'm like,
is this the one that did the crossover?
Yes. And yeah. I love her. But it's like, hey, let's just like.
But you know what's funny about that? As unfiltered as she is, she somehow makes friends with like everybody in the salon. And I'm like, especially like the last person that she interacted with. I was surprised that they hit it off because she was just like, blah, 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 fucking blah. And yeah. I was like.
Yeah, I know. And she's also very educated, very, very. And, oh. And I'm like, hey, whatever. She's
you never know who you're sitting across from.
Yeah, and she's just outspoken, and I love her. Mm-hmm. But then, so all that's going on. And we had a call in that day who like desperately needed in because she said she had gone to a local salon and they maybe, I don't even really know the whole story, didn't give her all of her hair that she had purchased.
Oh, the one Sydney did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I said Sydney had had like an opening or like, she's like, I have like an hour break because my client like just didn't want color or something like that, whatever it was. And she said, yeah, she can come up here. So she comes up there and the girl seems nice. She's like, I just want the rest of this hair put back in. It's like totally not even a big deal. And I'm like, okay. So we have our hair orders up front for girls to pick them up. Well, I have this one stylist. I'm not going to name her name. I bring it to my house because she lives super close to me. Not a big deal. I just throw it in my mailbox. I don't see her. She just comes, picks it up, whatever. So this girl is actually coming from her salon.
Yes.
And then I see this girl walking in and I'm like, what are the odds of her walking in when she never picks her hair up here?
I feel like she knew.
No, she definitely knew because I said, oh, I thought you were going to come to my house. She goes, well, no, I just decided not to today. And then she comes back to me while I have two people there.
And the girl that came from this salon is super sweet. And she's like, hey, I really just don't know what happened. Can we do this, this, and Sydney's like doing her thing.
She was not complaining about the other salon whatsoever.
So she said, I just feel like the hair was kept and I just don't really know about the placement and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and I just want more hair put in.
And like, Sydney was like, she did her thing. The girl walked out, of course, better than she
was. She was happier
in.
And, you know, whatever. The stylist.
Who didn't do her hair, salon.
But she recognized her. She comes back to me and she's like, hey, these aren't the right colors. I trade them out because I ordered them wrong and I'm so sorry and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. So we're super busy. Very busy. So I'm like, hang on. We go in the back because we keep all of the hair locked up in this big cabinet. I unlock it. I open up the cabinet and she's like, oh my God. So like, I don't even need to trade out my hair. Like this fucking bitch sitting over there in that girl's chair, like just came to our salon today. She's crazy. Like we made her sign. Uh-uh. And I'm like, I'm not.
You said, do you need to trade out some hair? Are you talking shit?
Yeah. Do you want to trade out hair or what? Cause I don't have time for this. No, I don't need to trade out the hair, but I just had to tell you that. I'm like,
girl, get to work.
Yeah. I'm like, hurry up. No, but I'm like, I'm like, why today?
Of all days.
Mm-hmm. Of all days.
There's one client of yours who we've shared. I don't know. It's just something about her that I like, but I can't. Yes.
Yep.
And we take pictures of her shenanigans because she is somebody that will spend all day with you, whether she's getting her hair done or not. And she's like, it just comes across shady. So Tracy's daughter needed to have surgery. She's like, hey, can I move your appointment? She's like, no, that doesn't work for me. Again, she's one that we kind of reference. You don't work, so I don't understand why you can't make this work. Like,
yeah.
Maybe you take your kid to school.
And I gave her a lot of notice. Like, it was like 3 weeks. I was like, hey, this is the date that they want to do her dental surgery. And she's like, oh.
And kind of in her appointment, she kind of like told herself, she's like, I really wasn't doing anything. She was just like, I just wanted my hair done at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So then doesn't your daughter come in? She's like, hey, Lotus.
She doesn't. She comes in and she didn't. So that day we were like, we can't do it that day, but we can come in and we can give her a teeth cleaning before her surgery. But she really needs them clean. So Josh had came in with Lotus because her dentist is up by our salon.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman is sitting there and she's like, hey, how was the dentist? And
I'm like, how was your surgeon? It's like, she didn't have it. Don't act like you don't know.
Right. Oh, she knows because she was like, how was the dentist? Does she look like she had surgery?
No. Yeah.
Because I wanted to be there.
So then, which I wasn't there for this, but this happens every appointment. So she actually kind of has like this purse closet of hair that she brings every appointment.
And all of it is trash.
Trash. She won't let it go. She wants
old hair.
Rerooted. Can you highlight it? Can you do this?
What's chip the numbers? Chip into it. Is never it a, mind. You know. Yeah.
You know, 9600 without the root, whatever. And it's like, you don't even know what these numbers mean. You thought that a level 5 was like lighter than a 7. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? You just say things. So she's lingering. She doesn't leave. She's not waiting on a ride. And she's just like, tearing through hair.
She's just playing with all of the hair that we have up front. Just like, I'm like, what are you doing? Picking it up, doing one of these.
I think I want to go light. But I mean, then I see dark and then
And it literally goes on for 30 minutes. I'm already like shampooing my other client. We're trying to have our discussion.
She's standing next to you.
She comes standing over like, what do you think about these two right here? And I'm like, great. Like, let's do it next time.
Well, what do you think? I already told you.
I already told you what I thought.
Yeah, but I just like, maybe.
She's like, I said, it's up to you at this point. Like, it's up to you because anything I say you want to like, you know,
argue me down.
Retort or argue or, well, I don't know about this or that. She goes, well, I know what I want, but I'm just asking your opinion because sometimes you just have to like push me over the ledge. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, I'll push you over the ledge.
I'll dropkick your ass.
But I'm like, and the thing is it doesn't really bother me. I'm used to it, her. But here's what started to happen is my clients have like anxiety over it. Yes. They're like.
Because she invades their space. Even she though she's does. Not like super duper close, but it's just like, it's this back and forth. And it's like, she doesn't know a stranger, which isn't a bad thing. But in the context of somebody wanting their appointment to be their appointment.
Yes.
It's not.
She's like, what color do you have in? And they're like.
And then she's asking the life story. Like, she happened to be there and I was doing her hair. My first time. And I mean, a 2-hour appointment turned into like 5. Because my ex's mom and grandma came. Loved them. She finds out that he worked at the flower shop of her boyfriend, and it's a small world. And now she's calling his grandma her grandma. And I'm like, y'all are the same age. What do you mean? and I mean, she's like, where are they? She gets grandma's number. She's like, let me know how your color appointment goes in lot. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why? To this day, she still asks me about him. She's like, are you still doing her stack, Bob? Oh. I'm like, oh, yeah, the one you lied and said I did without your permission on you.
That's another thing.
Because that's why I brought her. This is what I can't stand about
her. We used to have a client at our old South salon like that, and she would just go around to each one of us, just not really like talking trash, but she'd be like, well, I don't think that they did this right.
It was somebody else's fault.
Yeah. And that's kind of what she did with AJ and I.
And
I mean, because we do talk. Come on.
Well, that's the thing, too. I'm like, I keep finding, especially now that we're all in one spot. Because I'm like, Paseo's like we were in, and now I worked a lot by myself. And I was so happy when I wasn't by myself. But they don't think that we
communicate with each other. Communicate,
especially if we're sharing a client. And so she was going overseas, and she was like, I want to cut my hair. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Well, I didn't cut as much off the day before.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to cut a little bit, mm-hmm. but I'm nervous because you don't have that much hair. So.
And it took her a long time to get where she was at.
Yeah. So not that it was my fault, but I didn't cut off as much mm-hmm. as she wanted because immediately the next day I want more cut off. And I wasn't working. And I'm like, let me see if AJ wants to do it. So yep. She asked me. And then she asked you.
And that appointment turned longer because she brought more hair. And she's like, well, since I'm cutting it, da-da. And she almost asked me to put in new hair because she had just bought new hair. And I said, why would you cut brand new hair? I was like, this stuff is already sparse. Like, just cut that up. And I was like, okay, let's cut it up to here. So we don't have to cut your hair. And she's like, oh, no, I want my real hair cut. And I'm like, no, you don't.
But I know she did because she told me. I want more cut
oh,
off.
Oh, yeah. I know what she said, but I was just like, you already complained that you're like, my sides ain't growing in. I can't like get the length. What's going on? My hair still to this day won't tell us what product she's using. She won't tell us her hair care routine. It's like, I do the right thing. And it's like, then what are you doing?
I'm not asking you if you do the right or wrong thing. What do you use?
I do everything that you tell me to do. Okay, what do you remember we told you to do?
Yeah.
You know, like use that spray, that, It's like, okay. So she gets new hair extensions and she keeps asking me to do all these things that I know are wrong. I said, again, this is brand new hair. Her hair doesn't even last like 2 to 3 months. We're just like, what have you done?
What are you doing? She said the hair's bad. Man, bye.
She looks like them damn Barbie dolls that Sid was burning up in Toy Story in the sandbox. But she was like, my extensions are too blunt. I said, no, they're not. We point cut them. She goes, I need you to just do, you know, that thing with the scissors. And I said, what's that thing? She was like, shatter the ends. I said, no, it'll do it on its own. This is like 6 week old.
I need
hair.
Like more movement. We get all that.
But I don't want a lot off. And then she's like, but I need it to blend. I'm like, well, your hair starts at your eyebrows. And then you got 18 inches. And then she goes, well, can you just like layer the back? And I said, okay, I cut into it. She comes back. Tracy has to go. Again, it's no joke. She's always busy. So I said, Tracy, what can I do to whatever? Tracy's like, doom, whatever. She's like, I love it. This appointment. I think AJ chopped all my hair off. It just feels thin and sparse. And she was
this
like,
this was her next appointment with me.
I'm and like, she said, AJ didn't do that.
I said, AJ did not do that. I said, she goes, I said, the hair extensions, yeah. I said, I told him to razor into him. I said, but here's the thing. If you want all these layers and like shaggy and like movement, you need to put all the hair in. You need to put more hair in than what you feel like. So that you can create those shapes. Otherwise, your hair is going to look stringy. And she goes, well, I know that.
But no.
She's like, I think that he just cut off all my real hair. And I said, he did because you wanted him to. She goes, no, I didn't. I go, no, I can go back through our texts. And you said you didn't cut off enough of my hair. Can you cut more off? And I said, I'm not working this morning. If you want to come in the day after tomorrow or AJ could possibly do it today. And then you went in there and you asked him to cut it off.
And we had a long discussion.
I said,
discussion.
I can look in the messages. And she goes, no, I don't want you to have to do that. No, I want to.
I'm a screenshot and send it to you for a bedtime story.
But she is a nice lady. But it's like, I don't, it doesn't
and she's
even.
She's funny. Outside of her hair appointments, I'm like, she's like when I cut her son's hair. Yeah. She's super duper like.
Yeah.
She's interesting.
I'm just, yeah. She's an interesting client. I don't know what it is, but you know, I'll see her in about another 4 weeks. And the first time that I did her hair.
Yeah, let's talk about where she came from and why we don't understand why she complains.
Okay, so where she came from, that's a story for another episode. But her. Ugh, I wish that we could show pictures on here because she had tape ends sewn into her weft and the color was terrible. Everything about it was a mess. And it was just, but have I never showed you that picture?
You showed me the pictures, but I didn't know her tape ends were sewn onto her weft.
Yeah.
She didn't know what low lighting was. She didn't know what anything. Rerouting.
Her hair looks a million times better. So.
And she acts like it looks like shit now because she's accustomed to the high quality hair care of Lotus and June.
Yes. So she comes in at noon and I'm like, I'm going to book her out for 3.5 to 4 hours because, you know, whatever. She has no hair. She has two rows in and a couple tape ends. My next one is a lady named Shay. Super sweet. And I unfortunately don't do her hair anymore. Wherever Miss Shay is needs to book with me. Shay never had any extension. She's really cool. Baby, you know, I love her. She might have found somewhere closer, somewhere easier to get into, and that's totally cool. Shay's appointment was at 4:30. So I text her and I'm like, hey, I'm running like 30 minutes behind. I'm not really sure why I'm even still doing this lady's hair. I don't know where the time went. I don't know where the time goes. I'm like, we've already had a consultation, but we literally talked for 45 minutes again before her appointment even started. I did a root coverage, a gray coverage, probably 20 foils, rooted her extensions, rooted or her wefts, rooted her tape-ins, retaped them. Like, this shouldn't be a long appointment.
Because you can knock that out easy.
Right. And she doesn't have much hair, but her talking and moving and standing up and taking all of her tape-ins out.
She has a calendar.
And she's always having to get up and then taking all of her wefts apart and being like, what this? And I'm like, so Shay
would be a good secret agent, because every time we take her extensions out, we can even put them behind her. And I mean, as soon as we drop them, she's like,
I know.
Put it down.
No, just don't even touch them. So I see Shay pull up and I'm like, okay. So about 15 minutes goes by, Shay walks in and I'm like, hey, I'm sorry about that. We're just finishing up. And she's like, oh, no, it's cool. I'm just like watching Netflix out in my car. I'm good. I'm whatever. It's 6:00. And I just see Shay pull out of the parking lot and leave.
And wasn't it like Shay's birthday the next day?
It was Shay's birthday. So she wanted her hair done. She had made this appointment because she was going out that next night with her husband. They were going to Seafood Party, the Cajun crab oil place. And I'm like, Shay, I said, hang on, I've got to text my client. She's like, oh, did she leave? Well, hell yeah, she left. She's been there for a fucking hour, literally sitting there. I'm like, and literally she just, I would curl one little tendril of
it. She's like,
she's doing that. Then she stands up and then, you know, she's having a whatever, and then she sits back down, and I'm like,
and she has to look at you when I'm she like, talks.
I,
she's like,
I'm like, I don't know why we're here 6 hours later. I'm trying to cut her hair. I'm like, okay, look at me. She's doing one of these in the mirror the whole time. I'm like, keep your head straight. So she's talking to me, all this stuff. She gets done again. She's like, well, okay, when should I book again?
Never.
How long does it take? Can I do the morning? Is this going to be our appointment every time? Well, I mean, just all of these things. And I'm like, hey, just pay and rebook. I've got to text my client. I don't know if she's mad. I don't know if she's sad. She's gone is all I know. So I text her. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I don't even know what that was. Like, and this is what she said. She said, man, it's all good. And I was like, I can cancel somebody for you tomorrow and I can do it tomorrow, because I knew that she wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, that'll be totally fine. She said, I knew that it wasn't you because every time I looked up, she was like standing up and moving around. So I just thought, this is weird. She said, I waited as long as I could and then I just left. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. But every time
you have to like double her time.
I have her as a client or as an appointment, I'm running so late. Or even if she's done in time, she will linger around and like try to be like, what hair do you have in, like with the clients, like what hair, how long does you, what
I
do you guys,
see how you do,
yeah,
it.
What do you guys do at your appointment? And I'm like, oh, why?
And but, you can be blunt with her too. I'm like, there's something that like it doesn't register with the context clues, because people can literally be waiting. She's like, oh, are you next? What are you doing? It's like, get out this fucking chair.
Yeah. What I really want to do is, I have another client who I love very much, but she don't take no shit as far as time goes. Like if she's there, she always says the same thing when she walks in. Are you ready for me? Like, and she's not rude and I love her to death and I've done her hair for a long time, but she says it whether I have a client or not. Like she's just ready to go. Like she's busy.
Do I know who this
is? Mm-hmm. She's busy. She's got five kids, like super like high profile job. So I've had her even say something to a client, not the one that we're discussing, but this lady, honestly, it wasn't even that big of a deal. She was like, can you just trim a little bit? And she looked at her and she said, are we going to be able to start my appointment sometime? And I was like, oh, I want, I'm going to schedule her right after this person. And then I'll just, you know, let nature take its course, I guess. But it's almost, she doesn't pick up the, hey, I gotta like go to my next client. Hey, can you go ahead and like move your stuff so that I can like get ready for my next client? Because just this past time, she has her purse, her laptop bag, her calendar, her drink, her phone, her and glasses, her calendar,
like
her
like she has one thing written like on each week and she's like fanning through it.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got bank statement, whatever. So all of this is strung out. And then she gets done and she's like with her hair and I'm like, okay, like my next one, go ahead. I'm like, can I like move? She goes, hang on. I just like got to go to the bathroom. And it's like, she knows that my client is waiting and she doesn't even at least like move her stuff out of the chair. It's like, but I honestly don't think it registers with her. I think she's just in her own world.
She is pretty like.
I don't think she's doing it to be like.
She's kind of absent-minded. Very. When it's not her, but it's not like a selfish thing. It's just like she's just like, oh, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
But anyways.
But yeah.
There's plenty of stories about her, but let's end on a knock knock joke. You ready?
Oh yes. What's knock, the joke?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Tank.
Tank who?
Thank you for listening.
Yay! That was a good one.